the place called home, difficult situations, and relationships. Throughout our lives, situations may slowly creep up on us or suddenly arrive. It is in this place where we may bow our knee and say, "Lord, I'm in need of your help." I have experienced many times since I've received Jesus Christ physically bending my knee in private and wondering, how will I go on? I'm so tired. Life is so hard. In my professional life as a sales representative, driving daily in my city, my life was totally about relationships. There were days my clients were a joy and others were miserable. Working in the public day after day is challenging. In the middle of a difficult situation with a client or colleagues, I did not physically bend a knee, but on the inside of my mind, I would whisper to God, "I need your help. I need your direction. Keep me calm and help me to think through this problem." If it was a financial situation, I would remind myself using scripture. During tax time, I was reminded of the coin in the fish's mouth that paid the temple tax for Peter and Jesus, Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27. Can you think of a time when you were in need and suddenly the need was provided for? Maybe it was not for financial provision, but for something else. Maybe it was a relational issue that looked like it would never change, and suddenly the relationship shifted in a good direction. A few years ago, I made a choice. I was tired of feeling anxious, worried, and stressed. I began to hang on to this verse. It is the place I call home. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 in the New King James Version. I'm living in a new season of life. I'm in the last one-third of my life. Although my race of life looks different than in the past, I'm still walking in the call God placed on my life at the age of 32. There were days when we need a reminder to not be anxious. Will you join me and stand on Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7? Peace and grace to you, your friend, Nancy J.